It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about leaks affecting President Trump's administration, a likely ethics investigation facing Kellyanne Conway, and more in our Week in Washington segment.
First, President Trump's national security advisor resigned on Monday after less than a month on the job. Retired General Michael Flynn stepped down amid claims that he had made phone calls with the Russian ambassador talking about U.S. sanctions on Russia before Donald Trump took office, which could be illegal.
Since Flynn left his position, there are a growing number of questions about national security under the Trump administration, and there's pressure to investigate Russia's role in the U.S., especially after concerns about meddling in the presidential election. Jenna Johnson joins us now. She's a political reporter for The Washington Post. Jenna, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How is the White House right now dealing with this crisis over the Trump-Russia relationship?
You know what? I was at the White House all Monday and Tuesday, and there was just a lot of rushing around, groups of people meeting behind closed doors. And the messaging that's coming out of the White House doesn't really seem to be consistent. Monday night, when General Flynn resigned, the messaging was that he decided to do this on his own. And then Tuesday, the press secretary comes out and says, no, the president asked him to resign. He was pushed to do this. Now today, Wednesday, the president gets up at a press conference and calls Flynn a wonderful man and basically describes him as a victim of the fake news media.
And now we're hearing reports that aides may have had contact with Russian intelligence during the election, during the campaign.
Well, that's during the campaign, and the White House has said that that's not true, that that was not happening. But there are a series of reports from the New York Times and other news outlets saying that Paul Manafort, who ran Donald Trump's campaign for several months, was examined by the FBI for his connections to Russia, perhaps for talking with intelligence officers there. They're also taking a look, reportedly, at Roger Stone, who didn't formally work for the campaign, but is a longtime friend and advisor to Donald Trump, and Carter Page, an advisor who was advising Trump on foreign affairs and things like that. All of those involved have said that they didn't do anything wrong. They have denied that this is happening. But it just raises a lot of questions about, A, was this in fact happening? And B, did it have any impact on the election results?
Meanwhile, President Trump, he took to Twitter this morning and focused his criticism on both the press and the intelligence community. Is the rest of the administration going on the offensive here as well?
I mean, the president has really been leading the charge on this. His press secretary and others who have spoken with the media have focused more so on Flynn, saying that this was about them not trusting Flynn and, you know, needing to get him out of their circle of trust. But the president has gone very hard after these leakers, saying that this is a crime that has happened, going after the media for reporting on these things. And I think just one important thing to keep in mind with this is that when it comes to General Flynn and this information about him discussing U.S. sanctions with Russia's ambassador before the president took office, which some say could be illegal, the vice president didn't know about this until it was published in the Washington Post. So even within the White House, these reports are surfacing information that even the vice president isn't aware of.
We're talking with Jenna Johnson. She's a political reporter for The Washington Post. And we're discussing the Trump-Russia relationship, the fallout over General Flynn's resignation late Monday night. Jenna, is this leading to a rift between members of Congress and the Trump administration? How is Congress handling this?
Well, Congress is put in a kind of tough spot here because for years, they've been going after Hillary Clinton for her use of sensitive information, criticizing her possible connections to other countries. Now they have a president who has conflicts of his own, and they're being called on by their constituents to treat this president just as they would treat any president. There are also a lot of concerns on the Hill and elsewhere about Russia and about what role Russia may not have played in this election. Investigating that, figuring out what happened or didn't happen, and to take steps to make sure it doesn't happen again. So there's a growing number of people who are calling for an independent investigation into this. Those who seem to have the power to actually make that happen haven't really waded into that yet. So we're just going to have to wait and see. We're also going to have to see what the backlash is. If enough people are calling their members of Congress and pushing on this, they might not have any choice but to do something.
And this independent panel, independent investigation, some Democrats want this independent panel with subpoena power to investigate both Russia's involvement in the presidential election and potential conflicts of interest between the Trump White House and the Kremlin. Would this kind of investigation see the light of day as we look at the makeup of Capitol Hill?
I mean, at this point, as things stand right now, it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
And Russia is a longtime U.S. rival, and Trump's relationship with Putin has always been a subject of suspicion. Is this casting a perhaps darker shadow on his administration? What might happen?
Yeah, it's become more and more difficult for the president to be friendly with Russia. His stance has always been that, you know, he wants to have good relationships with all countries, that he kind of wants to hit the reset button on his relationship with all countries and start anew. And he has said that Russia could be a strong partner for the United States, especially in fighting the Islamic State terrorist group. But with all of these accusations out there, and it seems just like day after day, there's just another story after another story about possible ties between his campaign and Russia, accusations of Russia meddling in the election. It really becomes very difficult for the president to continue to praise Putin and Russia. And we really saw a shift yesterday when Sean Spicer, the press secretary, claimed that the president had been very tough on Russia and that was his position, which seems like a new position.
And could Michael Flynn face any other charges here or be reprimanded beyond losing his job as national security advisor?
Well, it remains to be seen. Again, Donald Trump is the president. There are Republicans on Capitol Hill. So when it comes to anything that they might have any influence over, they're not looking to reprimand him in any other ways. But he has talked with the FBI. And if the FBI were to see any reason to perhaps file charges, then it becomes a more complicated situation. One of the big things he's accused of violating is something called the Logan Act, which forbids citizens from basically working on behalf of the government without authorization. It's a very, very old act. It has never been used, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be used. But again, we're just going to have to wait and see.
And the leaks that President Trump is talking about, the leaks of information to your news organization, The Washington Post and The New York Times, that went to the ability to show that Michael Flynn did have this contact with a Russian diplomat. Are we going to see, do you think, more of this kind of information trickling out of the White House in the form of leaks?
Well, I think that, and again, these leaks are likely coming from a lot of different places, not just from the White House. The government is a very big organization, and it has a lot of government employees who are not political appointees. who care about the work that they do, who probably make less money in the government than they could make elsewhere. They believe in their mission. And if they feel like the White House or the president or members of his cabinet are doing things that are hurtful to the United States, then they're going to blow the whistle on it. There's kind of been this ongoing debate about, are these leakers or are these whistleblowers? As long as there are people who are uncomfortable with what's happening, I think we are going to continue to see information coming out. And in the case of General Flynn, it led to him resigning from his job. So it's not that there's not any merit to what is being released.
Jenna, thanks for your time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That was Jenna Johnson. She's political reporter for The Washington Post. She joined us to talk about the fallout after the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.